Another 3,000 migrants poised in Mexico to cross border into Texas. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on September 21, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas. Law enforcement sources confirmed to Breitbart, Texas on Thursday that another 3,000 migrants arrived in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, and are poised to cross the Biden administration's closed border. Migrants began crossing the Rio Grande again Thursday morning to enter Eagle Pass, Texas. Approximately 3,000 migrants got off a train near Nava, Coahuila, and began a 30-kilometer march to Piedras Negras overnight, according to a law enforcement source. Mexican law enforcement escorted the migrants to protect them from the cartels as they moved to the border region. The migrants began to gather in the same crossing point where Breitbart, Texas observed approximately 2,500 migrants crossing on Wednesday. Piedras Negras, the second half of the 7,000 migrants on train arrived last night to Piedras Negras and are expected to cross into Eagle Pass today. Yesterday 3,000 crossed. This group of another 3,000 that arrived last night could be crossing today. Texas DPS, in agreement. pic.twitter.com/mvmcglug. Auden B. Cabello, at Cabello Auden, September 21, 2023. By 8 a.m. CDT on Wednesday, at least 500 migrants had crossed the border and were taken into custody by U.S. Border Patrol agents. Following the surge this week of more than 7,000 migrants in 72 hours, Eagle Pass city officials turned to the Texas Department of Public Safety to restart the arrest of migrants for criminal trespass. City officials declared the park where the migrants have been crossing to be private property, enabling DPS troopers to arrest the migrants for criminal trespass. At this point, it is unclear how many migrants the troopers will be able to arrest and prosecute for state charges. New, the city of Eagle Pass has reinstated the authorization for a TXDPS to arrest those who violate state law by trespassing unlawfully at #ShelbyPark. Due to the unprecedented influx of illegal immigrants crossing between the ports of entry, DPS troopers and a TX military will. pic.twitter.com/football8. Chris Olivares, at LT Chris Olivares, September 21, 2023. Related articles. Exclusive videos, 7K migrants cross into one Texas border town in 72 hours. Photos, migrants using trains to reach Mexican border city. Exclusive photos, up to 3K migrants poised to cross into Texas border town. Exclusive, migrant released by Biden admin arrested for Texas border town murder. Watch, church-run shelter in Texas ejects broke migrants. Some make 150-mile walk from border. Exclusive photos, 1,500 migrants cross into Texas border town in 6 hours. Since Friday, September 15, Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 10,000 migrants in the Del Rio sector, according to unofficial Border Patrol reports obtained by Breitbart, Texas. Most of these apprehensions took place in the Eagle Pass area of operations. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart, Texas Border Team's Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price. Editor's note, this is a developing story which will be updated as additional information becomes available.